delighted to say that Steve Evans, the Rotherham United manager, joins us live on Football Heaven now. Steve, another signing in the bag then. Paul Taylor has joined the football club. What can you tell us about him?
Well, as I've said in the last few minutes, Rob, I think his performances will demonstrate what I could say about him. But he's a very, very talented boy. He's outstanding technically. He can play right, left side, dropping in behind if that's what's required on the day. And it's a great signing for us. I only became aware around 10 o'clock last night that the kid was in talks with two championship clubs during the day. And as I've said, within an hour this morning, we had allowed myself to do the deal and to complete it. And Paul Douglas has moved swiftly, and the kid's travelled up this afternoon and we've got it done. So he's an excellent signing for us.
I was just mentioning to Kevin there, who was a Rotherham fan, I think he went for £1.5 million to Ipswich, so he's got a pedigree, hasn't he?
Yeah, Barry Fry tells me it was nearly 1.7. If you say it's 1.5, then
I'm relying on Google for that, Steve.
Yeah, well, Barry told me it was within a few pounds of 1.7 million guaranteed. Paul Jewell, of course, signed Paul Taylor, and Ipswich got him when, it's probably fair to say, even the likes of West Ham and others were keen to take the boy, but you know, Marcus Evans, the owner down at Ipswich, managed to get it over the line. And you know, he's just an outstanding talent, and he's obviously, you know, Mick McCarthy has not seen him as being part of mixed plans, change of manager, that can happen. But you know, we had him, we happened to have someone at the game, and when Ipswich lost to Crawley in midweek, and Paul Taylor missed a couple of chances, but on the opposite side to that, they said he was absolutely outstanding with some of his play. So we're pleased to get him in, and he joins a very hard-working group in which he'll become a big part of, hopefully.
How long have you got him for? I've missed it on the release, that how long the loan deal. Is it a long-term loan?
Yeah, we've got him into January, but we've got options to extend that at our say-so beyond then. And we couldn't be more pleased. You know, it was never going to be a case of sign a player here on in terms of a month's loan or whatever. The only time we'll go down that road is if we have an injury situation and we need to do something on a very short term basis. So it's anyone who comes into the football club, you know, now and in the near future before the window is got to be a bit, at least to January, because I'm a big believer that you want them to be your players, and Paul Taylor has taken the approach that he'll be moving up with his partner, and they'll be up here and they'll become a big part of it, and he'll be living locally and all the things we like about permanent signings.
You've got some big decisions to make this week, haven't you, Steve? I saw your game on Tuesday, and an impressive display, albeit in a late defeat to Derby at the weekend as well. So you've got a lot of players competing for places. You've now got Paul Taylor in. There's going to be some big decisions to make, isn't there?
Well, as we speak, Rob, I'm also just been given permission to talk to another player this afternoon, hence why I'm in the car at this point. You know, we're ambitious at Rotherham United, but we're ambitious to embrace the championship and create competition within our squad. And we'll do what that takes. But, you know, you only have a big decision to make, Rob, about your team selection if you're being dishonest. Because don't let your eyes tell your lies. In the words of a former Rotherham great running back, my eyes are not pickled onions. So they tell me what I see. And from that, you pick the team. And so it'll be based honestly. But it's fair to say that against Fleetwood, we had some absolutely superb performances that have catapulted themselves right into contention for Wolves on Saturday.
It's full of great quotes, is Ronnie Moore. I can't let you go just finally without asking you, what can you tell us about this new signing? How optimistic are you that you can maybe get him in before the weekend?
It's probably going to be tough to get him in before the weekend. And as you know, we also like our players to be on the training ground and meeting our players. But I've been given permission to talk to the player. I'll go and have a chat with him, and I have to talk to these players and look at them in the eye and get a gut feel. And we have a certain way we play and a certain way that we value. They enjoy coming to training and they come and they work hard, because if they don't come and work hard, I don't want them. I don't want them around. And I'm very fortunate. I work for a man that has the same ideas as me. Tony Stewart says the same as me. If they don't come and give us their all, we don't want them. Let them go somewhere else. And if they don't want to be a Miller, let them choose their career path somewhere else.
Big game this weekend, Steve.
That's a massive game. I think we've got two massive games in 4 days. We have Wolverhampton Wanderers, and I think they've taken themselves up to many people's thoughts of automatic promotion. But I can serve notice on the Millers fans now. Watford Football Club, who come on Tuesday, will be in the top three at the end of the season. So we've got a top, top class 4 days. But it's when we look back to 2 years ago in League Two and we look back to last year in League One. These are the days that when we scored late winners and when we scored goals to win and get a point, etc., and we celebrated with that great feeling in our stomachs, this is in our hearts, this is what it's about when we entertain Wolves on Saturday and Watford on Tuesday. It's what we fought so hard for, and it's why I'm pleased to lead our supporters and our team into the battle of Wolves on Saturday.
Steve, great to speak to you. Thanks for coming on tonight.
Cheers, Rob. Take care, mate.